facts. First hard fact of the day, 100 million naira. That's how much the APC is charging for its presidential nomination form. We're actually going to be talking about this on the Big Three, so, you know, look out for it. But I say make a tell on our vests. If you want to be the APC presidential candidate, if you want the ticket, better go and find 100M. And if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, call us on 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. I have a great show for you today. We'll start with the Big Three, as always. Let's talk about the APC choosing indirect primaries and putting forms on sale. Then let's talk about yet another minister joining the presidential race without resigning. And then let's talk about calls within both the PDP and APC to leave the tickets for the Southeast. Today's Big Three is very heavy on the politics. Now, on the glass ceiling, it's Wednesday, 4 o'clock, glass ceiling day, we'll talk about women's right to inherit property from their parents. We talked about Nenayonu's murder last week and the week before. And some of you said that women should still be excluded from inheriting property. I'm going to be addressing your points at 4 p.m. today. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about increased levies on imported brand new cars, imported used cars. We'll talk about that from 5 o'clock. I have a few clearing agents who will join me on the show from 5 p.m. so don't miss that conversation. If you are a clearing agent, I also want to hear your thoughts as well. From 5 o'clock, we'll talk about how you feel about the reintroduction of the NAC levy. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with the Big Three. If you missed it the first time I said it, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on the hard facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is 100 million naira too high for a presidential nomination form? Should ministers running for president resign? And who should ask them to do it? Should Atiku, Tinubu or Osinbajo step down for a southeastern candidate? Those are the Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. The APC will choose its presidential candidate by indirect primaries. That's our first story. The party's National Executive Committee took that decision in its 11th meeting. So we now know that the flag bearer will not be chosen by consensus. Instead, all the aspirants will have to campaign for delegates' votes. The NEC also announced that sale of forms will start this Saturday, the 23rd of April, and the sale of forms will run until May the 6th. By the way, I beg to differ returns May 9th. If you were chosen as one of the students who will be debating in the May tournament, you have to check your email because we've sent you some information. So please check your email, respond to us. If you don't respond to us, we're going to choose someone else to take your spot. It returns May 9th. Right here on your number one talk station. But yes, back to the APC. The other big news about, the forms that will be on sale from the 23rd of April to the 6th of May is the cost of the forms. The total cost for the presidential forms is 100 million naira. The breakdown is 70 million for the nomination form, 30 million for the expression of interest form. We've already gotten a reaction from one aspirant, Adamu Garba. By the way, if you missed his interview with Sheriff Quadri yesterday, you can still catch it on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. But immediately after the announcement, Adamu Garba tweeted, quote, 100 million for the form, wow, end quote. I wonder how many other aspirants are saying wow right now. And I also want to know what you think about this cost. On the one hand, you have those who say, oh, this is a good thing because it's a test of seriousness, right? On the other hand, you have those who say it's discriminatory because it excludes people who don't have the 100 million naira to burn. You also have those who say that the high cost of running contributes to corruption because candidates either rely on godfathers who want to be repaid or they use their own money and later they feel the need to replenish their savings. I wonder what you think. Is there enough topic on, is there enough talking points on both sides to make this a debate topic, do you think? Anyways, what do you think about the APC going for indirect primaries instead of consensus candidacy? And what do you think about the cost of the forms for the presidential aspirants? 0700993993993. Yes, our numbers are back up. Men, call us on 0700993993993. Women, call us on 01465 7190. 01465 7190. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Chinoye. Where are you from?
I day. How you day? Chinoye from Praise Jam.
Yes, na.
Hey! It was so good to meet you, Chinoye.
I did not see you again. You told me you'd be back. You did not come again. I have to go.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Omo, they dragged me to different places.
I'm happy to see you, Daddy.
I was happy to see you as well.
You fresh. You fresh fast spaghetti. You fresh fast today's burger.
See who they talk. You mad to you. Fresh join now.
Now I say they whine my lodging.
I know they whine you. You fresh die. I used to be dancing. See moves. They don't they give me like this. Hey. No, you tell me about this APC matter. How you see them?
See, not that I beg. You said the 70,000 are for waiting.
70 million. Wait, yeah, 70,000. 70 million
are for waiting.
70 million now for nomination form. 30 million now for expression of interest form.
Because That they see them go come out and we check the names the way they say they want the president. Check the names today because they say no new person come outside. 100 million. What is that man shot for 100 million? I beg.
He said, wow, 100 million for some.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I said, Mobe.
No, yeah, thanks for calling. Bye bye. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Bashi calling from Ajawa State.
Welcome to the show. What do you think?
It is surprising to always see this type of things happening. It is a strategy to shut out credible people, people that will turn around the fortunes of this country. And it is these two parties, PDP and APC, that has the national spread. And we don't know how we are going to go about it to bring back good people into government. It is unfortunate. I don't know. In fact, have a nice day.
Thank you very much for calling. Mamua Kentimi says, Sandra, nomination forms are high because most party members are not paying dues as expected. I believe this is an opportunity for them to raise money for campaign. All right, Kentimi. What do you think about Kentimi's point? Ifani says, why should nomination form cost millions to get? Nosakare Mega simply says, this is outrageous. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, what do you think about the APC going for indirect primaries instead of consensus?
I was shocked. I thought it would be consensus.
Okay.
And this is the time for Yemi Osinbajo to step up because the Jagaban of Africa with indirect primary, well, it got tough. Talking about the form. You know, the executive will stop now. That is my explanation of it. For those who understand, fine. For those who don't, I can't help them. Now, talking about the Southeast issue, Ordinarily, as a Nigerian, mm-hmm. I will want a southeastern president.
Okay.
You know, but the Northerners wants to take advantage of what is happening right now in the South.
Okay.
To be fair to all, Yemi Osinbajo and Bola Ahmed Tinubu shouldn't have contested this election. I mean, contest this election at all.
Okay.
If they do not, I'm very, very sure Atiku's conscience will prick him. And then they might see a change of mind. But he knows that for these people contesting, when morally it should be the Southeasterner, if he comes out as a Northerner, he's going to get the vote. That is the explanation of everything that is happening.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling with your thoughts on the subject. Those are his opinions, of course, not the actual explanation. We've got Alaba on the line. Alaba, welcome.
Ah, Queen Santa, I greet you.
What do you think about your party's ticket being 100 million naira?
Sandra, yes, I don't have the money. Understand? I'll have just tried to test my popularity. People like Sandra will have just decided to vote for me. Wish I knew. Sandra, yes, to be honest with you, that is too expensive.
Okay.
But I know that is where the screening started from.
Okay.
You can see that guy, your guest or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, it was our guest yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, you see the kind of thing that he tweeted.
He said, wow.
Oh, what is for Julian Jebe? You understand? So, Sandra, that is where the screening started from.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So, but to me, our democracy is too expensive.
Okay.
Too expensive. They should look for me. That we okay now tell me how we youth like me have that kind of money and you are now telling me that I should not involve in Yahoo Yahoo.
Know why you're always heading straight to Yahoo Yahoo.
Sandra,
why is always Yahoo Yahoo for you?
No, Sandra, let me tell you something. You know, I'm not an advocate. If you could remember sometimes ago I reminded you of Yahoo Yahoo stuff. I never for one day accept Yahoo Yahoo in my life.
Mm.
It's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to pay for, let us look for means that can shape this our youth.
Mm.
So something else. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll take House of Assembly, 2 million, House of Rep, 5 million, Senate, 20 million, Governor, 10 million, I've been 20 million thereabouts. $50 million, Governor, $50 million.
Mm.
Sandra, where will youth come from this angle?
Good question. We've got Ebi Ambo on Facebook who says, you know how it is in Nigeria nowadays. When you go to the market and cup of garri, cassava flour, you bought 300 naira 2 days ago. It's now 700, heading for 1,000 with the speed of light. So it is with the APC presidential forms. From 27 million naira in the last election, it is now 100 million. The breakdown, expression of interest form, 30 million. Nomination form, 70 million, is outrageous. I'm wondering if inflation have also affected the prices of APC forms for the forthcoming election. Ebi Ambo, always a pleasure to read from you. Ihema Rukwe says, everything about Nigeria is on sale. Whoever that pays that 100 million, is he not supposed to be arrested and probed to find out how he made his money? Now, wow. Olubenga Ogungbeje says, Southeasterners are not ready. It is called politics, not a village or clan meeting where positions are held out of sentiment. Udokume says, how many youths can afford 100 million naira for forms? They just want to give it to the highest bidder. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing? This is Alex.
Alex, how are you? What do you think?
I'm good. Sandra, there's something called cakeism.
Okay.
That's wanting to eat your cake and have it the same time.
You people are hilarious. Which of you is it again?
No. Check it down. You check it when you finish. You know why I talk about cakeism?
Why?
Any young person who is aspiring to be anything,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why for any reason they think that they should go and start with APC.
Hmm.
You have never been any irrelevant person in the party. How come suddenly it's paining you that they are charging? It's just a fundraising gathering, if you ask me.
Okay.
It's nothing more than a fundraising event.
Alex is right. There is cakeism. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you, you want to eat your cake and you haven't done the work. You haven't done anything. You're having APC form. It's too expensive. There are parties out there. I'm not going to advertise my party. Let's not even go there.
Okay.
But there are parties that are saying young people should come and get free forms, if you have the credentials that we desire, mm-hmm. come and get free forms mm-hmm. and campaign for you'll be funded. You're not only going to be funded for form, your campaign will be funded.
Can I just say, I like that you're in a political party. I really admire that.
Oh, I am. Yeah. And this is the first time. I've never been in a political party, but I feel that I'll be relevant this time. And I've already started working. Mm. So, I feel totally committed. So, Nigerian youth, stop trying to eat your cake and have it. Don't go and do the work.
Stop doing cakeism, Nigerian youth. We have another Alex on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do you think about APC adopting indirect primaries? It's a good one, huh?
Although I'm not supporting the party, I don't wish the party to come back.
You're not supporting the party?
I'm not supporting their party.
Okay.
I don't even want them to come back
to power.
But for what's all about that, it's a good one for them.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking about their forms.
Mm.
I think to me, I also like it. Why did I like it? Because if they can use that price to scare away some people, because they now turn the presidential election or the presidential seats to be someone come board.
Mm.
Just one seat. How many people want to contest for contest? If you combine PDP and APC together, I think they are up to 50. Just for one seat, what is it for? So even if they say they form 200 million, I know most of them will not be able to afford that to be 200 million. They will step down.
Alex, thanks for calling. We've got Ogola Charles, who says we need more clarity on the act. Who gets to resign and who gets to act? I think you're talking about the Electoral Act. Well, the Electoral Act is very clear about resignations, etc., etc. You know, it's the government resisting that by taking the matter to court. All right, do we have time to bring you our second story, or should I just keep taking your reactions? I think I'm just going to keep taking your reactions, right? Then when we come back from a break, we'll move on to our second story about Labour Minister Chris Ngige running for president. Oh, yes. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What do you think about our first story?
Igwe Victor. Looking at the way it goes, you can see that this is a convocation of people who decided to hike everything, including our common way of life. Now they have hiked the ticket for presidential aspirations so that people who had never had the opportunity to loot the way they have looted will never have access to contest for the election. But what I believe and what I know is based on the hunger and the insecurity, they should continue with all they are doing. Because if that election they are looting and hiking everything about it will hold. Let us see how it will happen. Thank you, Sandra.
Let us see how it will happen, he says. All right, let me quickly go over to WhatsApp and see the comments there. On WhatsApp, we have 100 million naira for only form. Why will you not steal from the national cake when you get there? Sandra, I'm Ade from Surulere. Ade, long time. I've missed reading from you. Ade says we should be sick and tired of all the charades from all these major political parties. Anyone who can cough out such ridiculous amount of money should be thoroughly probed as the true source of funds. Super corruption by all such actors, actresses, politicians at all levels. They should all be disqualified regardless of who. That's why they're all scared of true accountability and transparency at all levels. God is watching all of them. They are all in for serious shock on or before 2023. Nigerians must shine their eyes, make sure none of these two major political parties get elected, and otherwise we are in trouble as a nation. A country where nothing works, where everything has seriously collapsed, claiming that the country is broke, where legally will such a ridiculous amount of money come from? Such funds are from corruption and looted funds. Nigerian youth citizens must stop and make these two major political parties fail. That's a message from Ade in Surulere. Ade, good to hear from you again. President Sandra, APC is saying that Onye Jiego Kanyigeso. Our people say that when they call for a meeting of animals with two horns, we don't expect the snail to show up. My problem is that the last time people bought form for a certain president, some people have gotten ROI in billions. Wait here, Adamu Garba no go see for party politics. Am I? From Akoka with that message there. APC's fees for expression of interest for president is an invitation to steal. That's a message from Pato. Pato is in Otta. Sandra, this is not politics. That's a message from Olaide Cruz in Victoria Island. He says, this is why Nigeria can never develop. It's a clear sign of selfishness and corruption for a political party that claims to represent people. APC and PDP using Nigeria for business. Politics doesn't work this way. More messages here. Faramaye from Arekpo says, good afternoon, Sandra. APC going for indirect primaries is a welcome development. It gives all the aspirants the platform to test their popularity and acceptability, including those that are talking about NIP and tweeting from WhatsApp. We've got Austin in Ikoyi who says, I'm just with my popcorn and a bottle of mineral. I want to listen to all the APC apologists that will criticize PDP for 40 million, especially Solomon and Prince YS. Austin from Ikoyi with that message there. All right, Lagos, let's leave it at that. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Chris Ngige wanting to be president as well. Oh, yes, ASUU is on strike, but Chris Ngige thinks he has what it takes to be Nigeria's next president. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away. This is Hard Facts. It's 3:29 and Labour Minister Chris Ngige is running for president. That's our second story. He is, the Labour Minister, and he has officially declared his intention to go after the APC ticket. That costs 100 million naira, by the way. Ngige says that his track record as Labour Minister makes him the man for the job, because he has, according to him, resolved over 1,000 labor disputes and is, quote, an international man, not a local man, end quote. Ngige is the second of President Buhari's ministers to join the race after Rotimi Amaechi in transport. And like Amaechi, Ngige did not resign. He has not resigned. And this has again raised the question of whether or not this is proper, whether it is legal, whether or not it gives them an unfair advantage. The other day, Rotimi Amaechi there was footage of him in a Nigeria Railway Corporation vehicle on what a lot of people claim was a campaign trail. And things like that is why people continue to ask, well, is it proper? Is it legal? Does it not give them an unfair advantage? Now, in the past, presidents have instructed ministers wanting to run for office to resign. But so far, no such instruction has come from the presidency. We've seen other governors asking their aides who want to run for office to resign, but we haven't heard anything from the presidency. The Punch is reporting that a source within the presidency told them that they expect the office of the SGF to give the instruction, since in most states, it's the secretary to the state government that has given the resignation order to commissioners. But the Punch is also reporting that the SGF's office is expecting the instruction to come from the presidency. So the question is the buck being passed by the different offices in the executive? Lagos, talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can still talk about our first story. How soon should ministers resign before campaigning? We've seen the argument over whether the Constitution's 30 days requirement is a minimum requirement. Now, since the presidency has the discretion, should they instruct these ministers to step down? Or do you think it doesn't matter? Do you think, well, you don't see the unfair advantage that remaining in office while they declare, for public office is an unfair advantage? I don't know. What do you think? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We are streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You can tweet at me at Nigeria Info FM. You can share your thoughts via WhatsApp 080-959-75805. It's currently 3:32. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince YS, calling you from Amuwadofin.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
It surprised me, Sandra.
What did it surprise you?
More than a million. What a mess. In this country of austerity. Hello?
You think it's too much?
Kiri much, Papa. Are you not surprised, you?
My own is just to bring it to you.
As the women now, if we all of us join hands together to say, Sandra, go and contest.
You people buy it for me now. I have 1 million listeners, so you contribute like small money, we'll go reach 100 million.
I know, if all of us contribute, we take you down there. Mm-hmm. But when you get there,
I'll now pay
how
you
much
back.
Your salary I'll for,
you,
for
I'll,
that 4 years?
I'll pay back the money.
Wonderful you, wonderful Nigeria. In fact, where PDP talk of 40 billion million, we were saying it's too much. This one is three much. Why do you behave me this way? What are they turning Nigeria to? In fact, I'm so surprised. I'm not feeling happy about it. And in fact, it's just too much. How much is the salary for prepared for you for that 4 years? Okay. God deal.
Etim is on the line. Etim, what do you think about your party's ticket being 100 million naira?
We think concern us, but we overload.
Okay.
Those who are complaining, this is their party. Their party take a decision. So they want to pay the price of a form at that amount.
But some of your party members have called and complained too now. So it's their party.
Yes, nobody's complaining.
No, your party
hello?
Members have complained too.
You mean APC members?
Eh, now. You need to hear about it. You need to hear
aspirants. And then the aspirants. Yeah, they're looking for other people.
Oh, okay.
The people who want to pay for this one, they are not complaining.
Okay.
They are even having it in Lagos State.
Mm.
Only the local government and challenge can pay that amount for Tinubu.
From where? With which money? With whose money?
Which money?
With
you are asking me.
I'm asking you. With whose money?
How they get their money.
With her salary
so,
or with allocation money?
For the youth and for the women, they say percentage for them. They are not going to pay 100 million.
Mm.
Then the ring party always puts it at the form of the amount of its price higher than the opposition party.
Mm.
So those who are crying for APC, why are they complaining now?
Even your own party presidential aspirant is complaining. He said, "Wow, 100 million, wow."
Yeah, they should drop the ambition now. For those Amechi, APC expected its primary between 2019 and 2030. It still remains about 90 days. To resign. If they resign, is it going to put food on the table for those who are complaining? Why they are not resigning? Is it body that forced them to see the political offices? Everything, body. Let them mind their own business. Today it's our own party. They should leave us. And we're going to win 2023 by force.
All right. Thank you very much for calling a team. Actually, it is their business. The president is their president. He's not just the APC's president, much as you would like that to be the case. These ministers are also serving them, so it's also their business. They're not serving just the APC, much as you would like that to be the case. So it is their business, and it is in their service that these people are, these people are in office. So they do have a right to say, well, what's the legality? You know, why should they be there still, holding their positions while declaring for office? But thank you very much. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Tim. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Rita, calling from AJ City.
Your name is?
Rita.
Rita, welcome. Go ahead.
Ah, oh my. Now, wow, now we go to the for this our country.
What's your apple?
Ah, now we go to the
with your apple.
Well, bye-bye.
Okay. All right, thank you. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Kizataza is Koboko.
Koboko Master.
Auntie, it is too unbelievable and unacceptable of paying 100 million naira for a form.
But
I condemn it.
But Etim say, waiting concern Agbero concern.
Auntie, you journalists are my problem. You people supposed to help us to condemn it, or even if you know concern Agbero. Secondly, if you tell me Osinbajo and other people drop their nomination for Southeast, and if I want to tell you, I'm now telling the whole world now, since I was born, there is no such this president that have given me water, that they have given me anything since 18 years I was when my parents died. Anybody that has ideas that can give me light, that can revive 100 companies that have shut down in other industrial estate, that can give Nigeria youth work, that can repair Otter Road that is fast, right? We are trying to see whether we go to the swimming pool between the Jura Nabat and Songonda Bridge. I want the president that will carry everybody along. I'm not a tribalist. I was born at number 6 Oboye Street, Oriowejibo. I'm not a tribalist. So anyone, any person who gets idea can rule us, make it rule us. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
And I want anybody that has political office. Auntie, in short, Auntie Sandra, in short, come out from president. I want to vote for you, but you will resign. You will resign from Nigeria Info. Yes, that is the law.
All right. I don't want to run for president. I like being a journalist. Thank you very much for Koboko Master for calling. Igwe Victor, you've called before now. You can't call us again when we have so many people trying to call in for the first time, eh? Hang up. All right, let's move to our third story. Presidential aspirants in both major parties have been asked to leave the ticket for the Southeast. That's our third story. We heard from Chief Ayo Adebanjo, the leader of Afenifere. He's calling on Vice President Yemi Osinbajo and Chief Bola Tinubu to leave the race. He said, quote, "How can I back a Southwest candidate? That is not equity. Has Obasanjo not done so for 8 years? Has Osinbajo not done 8 years as VP? Has Jonathan not done 5 years as president? Is the Southeast not part of Nigeria? We want peace and equity. It is the turn of the Southeast. I don't talk ambiguously. It is the Southeast that the thing must go." End quote. Very direct words there. Now, he only mentioned APC aspirants, but another group has told a PDP aspirant to step down for Peter Obi. This group is made up of politicians who supported Atiku Abubakar in 2019 and those who pushed for the Atiku Obi ticket at the time. They are now calling themselves the Peter Obi support group. And they're also saying that in the interest of fairness, justice and equity, Atiku Abubakar, their former candidate, should drop his ambition, throw his weight behind his former running mate. They said that this will ensure that the Southeast produces an executive president for the first time in Nigeria's history. Because remember that even though Nnamdi Azikiwe was president from 1963 to 1966, he was a ceremonial president. The executive power rested on the prime minister, who at that time was Tafawa Balewa. So Nigeria has never had an executive Igbo president. Anyway, what do you think about these calls to leave the presidency for the Southeast? I especially want to know your thoughts about Chief Ayo Adebanjo from Afenifere saying that he cannot in good conscience support a fellow Southwesterner since no Southeasterner has been president yet in the Fourth Republic. What do you think? Lagos 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, you're live on the show. What's your name?
Soji.
Soji, welcome. Soji, are you in the market?
Hello?
Are you in the market, Soji?
Hello?
Hello? All right. He's in a really noisy place, so it's making communication difficult. 99.3.
Hello?
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Yome.
Yome, we've got three stories. Which ones do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk to Oscar about the first story.
Okay.
It's ironic that aspirants for the presidential election will have to pay $100 million for nomination form in a country where we have almost half of the population living in extreme poverty.
Right.
Now, the issue is, where is this money going to come from?
Good question.
And just like you said, which I agree with you, there is no way you will be prompted to try to recoup such money back. And I feel it's it's going to give room for corruption.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be so. Now, some people might say, okay, look, they're trying to filter out on serious people and all that. You don't filter out on serious people by bringing such very expensive nomination. And they will get it. People are going to pay for it. Some of these guys that are aspirants will pay for these funds. You know, so I feel it's too expensive. I feel it's ridiculous. It should be less than that. The other thing I wanted to say was I wanted to contribute on, encouraging more young people to join the dominant parties, not just going about and starting one new party, CCF, FFP, and all those things.
Okay.
They never get anywhere. Join the dominant party and change the political structure from within. That's the only way we can make it work. Because at the end of the day, it is still these guys that will still win this election, this APC and this same PDP. So more young people should join this party and then make the change from within the party before you start thinking about being president and whatnot. You can start by being, you know, a House of Rep member in your state. That's where it starts from. Not everybody should be the president. You can only have one president out of 200 million people. So more young people join more dominant parties and leave all these new floating new parties and all those things. They never get anywhere. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Yome. We've got another tweet from Adamu Garba. I'm looking at it right now. He's the APC presidential aspirant. He tweeted again about the price of the form. He said, quote, "If we don't come together and use our collective power to save this country from strangulation of the money bags, we're doing a great disservice to our generation and that of the future. We cannot continue to buy political offices in Nigeria. We need competent leaders come 2020. End quote. Now, I'm not one to read between the lines, but I mean, I'm reading between the lines there. Very interesting choice of words there. But that's all I'm gonna say. We've got Oluwaseola on the line. Oluwaseola, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Long time no hear. Where have you been?
Yeah, I do try. You see, I've been trying. I couldn't get to.
I'm glad you got through.
Thank God. Good to hear at last. Yeah, on 100 million APC imposed this afternoon on their contention. I think we, in people of the country, we must worry, because I remember in 2014, when they started, they increased their fund to 24 million. I remember that time, Buhari that won. Said he borrowed loan money from the bank. In 2019 election, it was raised to 45 million, I think. He's the only one on the race for that amount. This one, too, it was made to be the only one the president choice to be, because no hardworking will bring 100 million million down for this election just to contend with a lot of people. I think we need to concern and be what is the Nigeria economy improved? The reason why they are raising there before, even PDP was 10 million. We are complaining. All of them are just straight money. Just the money is just free. Why they are suffering the citizens? Be much concerned. Because this is not politics, it's something else. We must worry and condemn it and tell them this is not what we want. And the youth one among them just wasting their time by following them because they don't want you. They're just, you see, all of them come out, they say you, they are dancing for them. They are the ones telling them to contest. And some will come out and say, after them, the youth will come. How come youth will come where they spoil their life? They cannot be able to raise any amount. Are they the one that's going to sponsor them again? They will sponsor the bad one among them. Issue of South East
President.
President.
Mm-hmm.
They know, these people know. The people in charge of those people that dictated since 1960 know they are just trying to cover up.
Mm.
Why can't they use the charges they used for Obasanjo when they brought him from the prison there? Why can't they use the charges they used for Yadra when they know the man was sick and everybody supported and put him in power? As hard as you are, if they want to put you in power, they will put you and nothing will happen. Nigeria politics is challenging. They know what they are doing. But it's left to us now to wake up. Somebody are talking of new party. They will never allow them to come up. You know, those people supported the Obasanjo then. They are in charge of everything in this country. Same thing as it's here now. That is why the constitution needs to be changed before 2023 election. Anything less than that, we are just going to start again on the floor. Pulling on the floor. Waste another 8 years. Wonder another. This is the time we must correct it. If we still have time to do so, not just go and collect your pieces. Collect your pieces. After, they don't rely on anybody. You remember immediately their Congress, they were claiming they have over 40 million members, which INEC doesn't have that record. May God be with you.
All right, be with you as well. Thank you so much for calling. We've got Chuma Pascal who says, I want those Igbo political leaders to understand that Nigeria is not for them. After failing to secure the presidency, they'll join IPOB. King James AIG says, the beginning of corruption and underperformance of a political office holder in Nigeria can be traced to the process that brought them in. 100 million naira for presidential form, and you expect such leaders to serve. Sadiq says, this is a disaster. Are they servants or masters? Which servant will have this kind of money to spend so as to really serve? Shine your eyes, my people. Take back your country from these hawks. This is really us and them. Sadiq Ademola with that message on Facebook. Nnamdi Iloba says, 100 million naira nomination form is outrageous. How can a non-criminal be able to purchase it? For equity and fairness, I think the presidency should be zoned to the southeast, just like the PDP and other parties zoned their presidency to the southwest in the 1999. Emeka Anozie says, it clearly shows that our politics here is cash and carry, and I can see how corruption can never stop in our politics. All right. More messages here on social media, but I want to take calls instead. So let's come back to you. Remember, you can join the conversation by calling 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in, we've talked about the APC choosing indirect primaries as their method for choosing who their flag bearer will be. And they've also put their forms on sale, and it's going to cost 100 million naira if you want to be president on the APC platform. 70 million for nomination form, 30 million for the expression of interest form. We already have one reaction from one of the aspirants. I'm talking about Adamu Garba. Adamu Garba said, wow. And then he went on to say other stuff. Then Labour Minister Chris Ngige is running for president. That's our second story. He declared his intention officially. He says that his track record as Labour Minister makes him the man for the job because, according to him, he has resolved over 1,000 Labour disputes. And he is, quote, an international man, not a local man. And then for our final story, we have presidential aspirants in both major parties being asked to leave the tickets for the Southeast. So Chief Ayo Adebanjo, the leader of Afenifere, called on Vice President Yemi Osinbajo and Bola Tinubu to leave the race. He says that we have not had one president from the Southeast. He said, how can I back a Southwest candidate? That is not equity. Has Obasanjo not done so for 8 years? Has Osinbajo not done 8 years as VP? Has Jonathan not done 5 years as president? Is the Southeast not part of Nigeria? We want peace and equity. It is the turn of the Southeast. I don't talk ambiguously. It is the Southeast that the thing must go to. End quote. Words from Chief Ayo Adebanjo there. And then we had another group that used to be the Atiku support group. They are now the P2OB support group, and they are calling for Atiku to step down and back P2OB so that the Southeast can produce an executive president for the first time in Nigeria's history. And I reminded you that Nnamdi Azikiwe was a ceremonial president from 1963 to 1966. The actual executive power was with the Prime Minister Tafawa Balewa at the time. And those are the three stories on today's Big Three. What do you think about them? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Joy calling.
Joy, welcome.
I support those who want the president to go to the east.
Okay.
For peace to reign. Then again, if we said we want to support for, is it 100 million? How did you call it?
100 million, yes.
100 million for what? How did they get the 100 million? A common man is supporting them that is none of your business. Waiting on time monkey. Is that how we want to live in this country? So when they solve the money finish, they bring it back. They will use it to oppress us again. We should not continue like this in this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On Twitter, David Show says, Sandra, I was at Praise Jam. I was trying to shadow if I'll see you, but I did not. Oh, it pained me, Sha. With the indirect primaries of APC, it's become the highest bidder that can bribe majority of delegates to win the ticket. But the truth is that we should be talking of third force by now. But all the other parties refuse to come together so we are back to the devil and deep blue sea. My own is that let PDP give a credible candidate so that power can shift. David Show also says that Baba Adebanjo is correct, but he has to be a credible candidate. We need to allow power to go to the Southeast, but a credible candidate, not just any Southeasterner. This has been my position since. Modline says the cost of this form automatically excludes the youth. Where on earth will one get 100 million naira? Olu Anishola on Twitter says 100 million naira is outrageous. That's why corruption persists in our system. Someone that buys form for 100 million naira will find a way to get more when he gets into that position. I concur with the fact that a Southeasterner should be the president. Others should step aside. A message from Adeshina Oyatoyinbo says, Sandra, on this APC shenanigan in political ticket prices, I'm afraid for the future of this country. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take more calls. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We start with the Big Three, and since it's a Wednesday, we're going to move on to the glass ceiling from 4 p.m. Don't miss today's conversation. We're talking about women inheriting property from their husbands and their fathers.
Hello.
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 Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, my friend. Janice.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, issue of 100 million. That wasn't to be a surprise to us. This country is being ruled by uncle.
It's being ruled by what? Hello? We don't have that call anymore, but we do hope you call back. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Ooh, sorry. 99.3, hello?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Oluwatosin.
Welcome, Oluwatosin. What do you think?
As a matter of fact, I want to ask you, is Nigeria up for sale?
No.
I think so.
No, we're not up for
sale. I think so, Sandra, President Sandra.
No, please, we're not up for sale.
Because this is outrageous, it's condemnable and laughable.
Okay.
On the issue of Southeasterners becoming a president, it is their right. Let them test their popularity. We are all Nigerians. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oluwatosin. Thank you so much for calling. And that's where we'll call it a wrap on today's Big Three. Big Three returns tomorrow at 3 o'clock. But coming up next is the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling today, we will continue a conversation we started 2 weeks ago about how Nenaya Onu was murdered in her late father's compound while standing on her and her mother's right to inherit his property. We'll talk about women inheriting property left by their husbands and their fathers. Some people think, oh no, please, women should not be allowed to inherit property. We got some comments on the subject. I'll address those comments at 4 and you'll tell me what you think. The business news is up next. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.